Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Every morning when I drive home from work, I'm greeted by tricolours along a particular route that I take home. And the Irish Times says there's no plans to take down these tricolours. It's the front page story on the front of that paper. Dublin City Council has decided it will not remove hundreds of tricolours erected by anti-immigration groups around the capital. Instead, what the council is going to do is launch initiatives to promote a deeper understanding of the Irish flag. Far-right groups, along with members of local communities, have begun erecting Irish flags in large numbers on lampposts. Started during the summer, it's continued. Every day it feels like there's new flags going up, kind of similar to the Raise the Colours campaign of the UK. Now, people who put up the flags will say they represent patriotism and national pride. Opponents say the flags are put up to intimidate immigrants. And the council was facing calls from councillors to remove the flags after they appeared, but the council says that they're not going to do it. Jim O'Callaghan, by the way, in September said you can't just erect a flag on every lamppost or pole, but he did say the council needs to be sensitive in their approach. So now what they're going to do is promote a deeper understanding of the Irish flag. Also, the PRTB story, or the RTB stories, on the front of the Irish Times. The number of eviction notices sent by landlords has increased by more than a third since the same time last year. And this is more proof that landlords are getting out of the market, because the vast majority of notices issued were because the landlord intends to sell the property. Now, whether they ever end up selling the property or not, we're not sure of, but they certainly say they want to sell the property. This report about Christmas and consumer spending is on a number of front pages. So the Irish Daily Mail, Christmas now out of reach for 300,000 families. Nearly one in five people will not be able to afford the cost of Christmas. Some families will resort to delaying paying their heating bills to pay for Christmas instead, says the charity Bernardo's. And we've a report from the Irish League of Credit Unions from the economist Austin Hughes, which shows that over half of consumers say they've less money to spend this Christmas than last. And the number of people who will borrow to finance Christmas has risen to 9% from 7%. That's also on the front of the Irish Examiner. Festive money worries as food costs rise. More than half of Irish consumers have less money to spend this Christmas, and many are going to cut back on entertainment, food and gifts. And they're very worried about food costs, which continue to rise, and I suppose how you put a turkey on the table. Irish Independent on the front page tells us employers face a €50,000 fine over pension dodging. So if you don't bring in the new rules on My Future Fund pension scheme, you could face fines of up to €50,000. And cafes, corner shops and other small firms would be among those least able to absorb the higher end of the penalties. So the portal goes live on Monday. Employers are expected to register their financial details by then. And if you dodge that, you could get a fine of €50,000. Inside the papers, the Irish Times tells us that the number of people speeding on Irish roads is now almost half the level it was a decade ago. Well, that's certainly not the case on the N7, because I was doing 100 kilometres this morning and I felt like the slowest person on the road. Everyone was overtaking me. But a new report shows that the number of drivers caught speeding and issue... Oh, sorry, these are people caught speeding. Okay, that's different to people speeding then. A new report shows the number of people caught speeding and given penalty points declined again last year compared to 2023. And of course, we should remember road fatality figures continue to climb. But a total of 124,632 fixed charge notices for speeding were issued, which is down 11% on 2023. And it's now half the level it was a decade ago. News Talk Breakfast are going to be talking about this horrific beheading of a stag in Dublin. It's in a number of the papers. The Mail says it's a beautiful stag, by the way, stunning. The beheading of a prize-looking stag in North Dublin has been condemned as a vile act, which has sparked concerns of a threat of trophy hunting. So the headless deer was found yesterday morning on the grounds of Newbridge House in Donabate, and this stag was the leader of a herd of 16 Irish red deer that have lived in the area for more than two decades. and it was found after a farmer noticed the stag didn't come over for feeding. And it's the first time a crime like this has happened in the parklands in that area of the county. So they're worried that someone is doing it for trophy hunting. And apparently it's a huge shock for the farmers in the area who are close to the animal as well. So it's quite a concerning story. Also, I see in the Mail, staying with that newspaper, if you name a storm after a woman, it's because they're less scary. But then it also means the storm can be fatal. So what they're saying is storms with female names cause more deaths on average than those with male names. And the reason is because people feel less threatened by a female named storm and take fewer precautions. This is all explained in a new report on the Unexpected Elements podcast, which found that if you named a storm after a man, people take it more seriously and there are less deaths. Final story comes from the Examiner. We're all familiar with Campbell's Soup. Well, now they've dismissed an executive who allegedly called the company's products as being made for poor people. Martin Bally was recorded making the alleged comments by another employee. He was vice president of Campbell's IT department, and he did an hour-long rant. And he said, "Who buys our SH1 tea? I don't buy Campbell's anymore. It's not healthy now. Now that I know what the F is in it, bioengineered meat." He says, "I don't want to eat a piece of chicken that came from a 3D printer." And this was all recorded by an employee. He also criticised Indian employees, saying effing Indians don't know a thing. And in a statement, Campbell said Mr. Bally had been dismissed, saying this behaviour does not reflect our values. Also, by the way, Campbell's having to deny that the chicken is bioengineered, and they say that is patently absurd. More about that in the Examiner.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.